Hey guys, welcome to this call. This is a post-recorded call, not a pre-recorded call, but a post-recorded call. So earlier this evening, I had a co-producer, a co-coach, and he was loud and almost 9 months old. And every time I talked, he talked. So whether it was distracting for anybody else, it certainly was for me. So I'm going to record right now, to the best of my recollection, while it's still fresh, the questions that were asked. So you have a very clean recording to listen to. If you were on live, thank you so much for your patience and actually your much more than that, just adoration and comments about the baby. Loved that. Was the situation I wasn't expecting to be on, but I think mom and dad got way late at work on a Monday. So there's that. And of course, they don't think I work because I'm at home. There's that. So, first questions rolled in were about. First of all, from Shanna, I'm going to answer one about having listened to a recent podcast about the new Bible for resistance training as the guidelines change, asking if that were 3 times a week strength training and if there were a program to do that. And so I answered much more long-winded than I will here, but just a heads up. So the guidelines did change. The American College of Sports Medicine writes guidelines, positions, statements that essentially exercise physiologists, kinesiologists, fitness professionals, as myself, we use that. And we use that as a position statement for recommending exercise routines and programs and creating them for healthy populations as well as older adults. Other organizations create other guidelines. For instance, ACOG creates those for pre and just postnatal females when they're exercising. So, in this case, the guidelines for resistance training for healthy adults changed in, I believe it was March of 2026. Recent podcast, I spoke to that, what it means for you, and really what it means for health and fitness professionals. And the reason those guidelines changed were this: we need to make it easier. If 80% of the population is not exercising the minimum amount and doing the minimum amount of resistance training for metabolic health, we're in trouble. Something about it has gotten hard and complicated. And so those guidelines were changed to say, look, if you've been doing this as long as me, the committee members were people like Dr. Stuart Phillips, who's been on our podcast several times. He may be the most frequent flyer, in fact, because of the research he does and the work that he does on different committees. And he was on this committee as well and supervising grad students. So he's got his hands really in a lot of research from a distance and up close and personal that he himself is conducting. But he is, adamant, as are all of us who've been in this industry for over 4 decades, realizing we're not doing any better than we were 40 years ago. The statistics were pretty much the same. And right now, it's not from a lack of knowledge. Then, potentially 1982, I think we could have said a lot of people just aren't aware that they can change their health and their future by the way they exercise. Now, I think it's a given, but there are reasons. There must be reasons, right? Intimidation, overwhelm, biggest obstacles, notoriously for anybody to exercise, are time and energy, and nothing could be more true for a midlife woman. So the guidelines, in fact, don't say 3 times per week. They say 2. And that means 2 times a week you need to stimulate major muscle groups. And that can happen in a multitude of ways. It can happen, it's like slicing a pie in multiple ways, but you can do 2 times total body workouts and you hit those major muscle groups all twice and you do it all at once. So you also allow a lot of recovery time. That is what we built Flipping 50 on, for the reason that most midlife women do have the obstacle of time, if not also time and energy. And a woman who has time may not have the energy. So just doing more, if you don't recover, if you don't have the energy to live a better life outside of the workouts, is falling short. If you're not living a better life in what we call NEAT, non-exercise activity time, if you're doing less of that spontaneous movement and just, you know, willing to get up and looking forward to going, walking a little bit longer in the walk with the dog, if you're doing less of that, you're cutting things short, you're saying no, you're condensing activities because you don't want to move very much, we're going backwards, not forwards, because we do need 23 other hours of the day than we do that workout. And even sleep does burn calories. And so I say that to clarify, more is not better. And we've been raised by that. We've been weaned on it, weaned into it, weaned out of it. And that message still will float around, even though logically you know better. So you really are going to have to prove it to yourself until you truly believe it. It's not enough for me to say it, but to test it for yourself is really the important piece. A lot of women will come to me feeling like they're sore. They're constantly sore. They go to work out again and they're just sore doing that workout. Resting the third day, which is really what we do when we put 72 hours in between, has made a difference. And so what we mean is Monday to Thursday, as opposed to Monday to Wednesday, 2 days later versus three. So two times a week is really easy when you do total body. To do three workouts a week may be beneficial if you do a little more robust upper and lower body. And we split those two so that you might do a total body on Monday and an upper body Thursday, lower body Friday. Where I don't see most women benefiting is by doing total body workouts 3 days a week with a robust at least 8 to 10 exercises, 8 to 10 major muscle groups, because most women get tired doing so much so consistently. And then the program also gets stale. The workout tends to be same exercises, maybe same order, same sequence. So when that happens, your body will plateau. Number one, it will get bored. It adapts really easily. But you also, if you're not recovering, will begin to feel stale. You'll begin not to look forward to the exercise anymore, but to dread it and just feel flat doing it instead of experiencing that release of neurotransmitters like serotonin, dopamine that make us feel good, that we feel good. So we used to always refer to endorphins. Well, those are there too, but really it is the serotonin and the dopamine that we want to release. It's as if those are up, cortisol is down, and good things happen. So the change in the guideline was actually, it used to be 2 to 3 times a week. It has changed to twice, get twice. And yes, that is the minimum, but it is also optimum. So start there, recover optimally, watch what happens to your body composition, your energy level, your libido, your digestion, elimination, focus, thought process. And from there, decide, do I want to try a third or don't I? And if you do, how? And my recommendation would be, again, not just to do total body that you were doing twice weekly and add a third one just like it, but to change it somehow. Even a full body flowing yoga is, in a way, total body. It's very functional. It's, of course, fewer, you know, it's not like repetitions to fatigue. However, it is stimulating muscles. It is, you know, supporting your own body weight, doing push-ups, up dogs, down dogs, those kind of movements. Single leg, we call it unilateral work, allows you to fatigue the muscles. And if you've done a yoga pose in a say a half moon, you know, shaking, you know that you reach some kind of fatigue, although there's not repetitions at the end of a set. So twice weekly is really the goal. How you do it is up to you. There is inside of the VIP membership and Essentials both, there is the Stronger 10 is a multitude of options for you to either do total body, to do total body with a video with me, or to do total body in a demonstration-like video, just following the protocol, and or to do total body and or upper and lower body. Each week you get one of each. The upper and lower body are not recorded. Those are not available in video. Those are just for demonstrations sake. So you have infinite options, and Stronger 8 also was gifted to you. It was a program outside of the membership, but gifted inside of VIPs and Essentials, and that also is a by demo kind of an option for you to break things up and see demos. So that would be total body. So I hope that helps. And yep, recovery is a real thing. You absolutely want stimulus. And that's where people go when they think, well, if I do three times, I'll get more muscle stimulus. Yes, but you won't benefit from that exercise if you don't get adequate recovery. You know, if you're working a full-time job, if you are not working a full-time job, but you're caregiving, volunteering, you're otherwise busy, you may not get full recovery if you do more. And that's a huge consideration we all have to look at. Okay, next question. Jerry actually asked about a label and gave me a label and said, if I'm traveling or I need this in a pinch in order to get protein, would this be okay? So I share this. Obviously, we're doing audio. You wouldn't have been able to see it anyway. But it was a product that, after what I do in demonstrated, is I'm turning it around. I'm looking at total calories, looking at total grams of fat, total carbs, and total protein, and looking at what are the ingredients, right? So it's beyond the protein, what else is in it? We all have to ask, is that ideal? No. But if it's this is the alternative to nothing, or to something even lesser, you know, would this be a good option? And the answer to that was, you know, it was fine. So if think about again what else is in it, but you know, don't let organic this, organic that fool you into thinking, okay, well, it's must be good because it's all organic. If you want to know, is it a high protein food? You want to look at the grams of protein in it, add times 10. So you take, if it had 20 grams of protein times 10, what do we got? We got 200. So you're going to take that and you're going to say, okay. And there were 210 calories in it. If the number, when you do that times 10, is higher than the number of calories, it's a high protein food. That almost makes it. It's not quite, right? So it's not really a high protein food. So there is enough fat for it to be significant, 13 grams of carbohydrate, not a ton, but it's more of an even base. And again, it's lesser of an evil than a lot of things you're going to find, say, in an airport. So, or if you're traveling by car and you've got to take something with you and can't for some reason take something that you made in a cooler, which works really well, by the way, if you travel. Okay. So, great use, by the way, though, of the coaching calls. If you're showing up live, did take a picture of the back of that, pop it in there and ask, you know, let's look at that together and say what sends alarms off. Those are great. Great questions to be asking. Okay. So, another question came up in regard to, and this, some of these questions were also asked off camera and off chat, but submitted earlier in terms of menopause fix. So asking for those of you who know and are in VIP, the Menopause Fix product, and if you happen to be on and you purchased it, that will be out this week. My team members have it, have access to it to get it put up, and that will be emailed out to you if you purchased it. If you're in the membership, it will be added to virtual retreats and the one we just did earlier this spring because it fits right in with how do you do exercise? What is good exercise technique? How do we fix certain common errors and avoid common mistakes and injuries? There are two segments to it. One is an upper body, one is a lower body. They're each about an hour, not quite. But I could have broken them up, and I want to let you know why I did not. So you'll find them, and they are like a master class. And yet, as we talk about squats and deadlifts and lunges and hamstring curls and bridges, there is always a if you can't do this, you could do this. If you can't do that, you could do this. And these things all complement each other. So I really would like for you to not use this as just a how-to. I need to know how to squat, or I want to know how to deadlift. So I don't want to work through all that. I understand that. But in this case, it really operates like a masterclass with nuances about each of those exercises, the form, the stance, the position, what you do want to feel, what you don't want to feel, most common errors. And why you might decide to do one versus another. And I think you'll benefit most if you do sit down, watch it, or stand up and watch it and go through it. So you experience it through the movement. Now, as we did the workshop, I didn't hold weights. I recommended that others didn't hold weights, but did go through it with me. So it's not intended to be a workout. So both for upper body and lower body. With upper body, we go through chest, bent over row, bent arm pull over, biceps, triceps, shoulders with front and medial and rear deltoids, as well as shoulder press. So we kind of hit on everything. If you've got questions about something, please go through, take notes, jot them down so that you understand. For yourself, what are the biggest exercise questions you have? And then take notes when you get to that part. The masterclass is coming up. Generally, you will find that's true in the second week of each month. We do the VIP masterclass occurs. That's a deeper dive. Generally, we do that on a Zoom call so we can see. You can ask questions, come up. Quote unquote, into the coaching seat if we have time for that in Q&A. And this week we're talking about cortisol a little bit deeper. For the public masterclass, that is not one you're invited to. It's not one that ends up automatically in your membership. And you're welcome to come. We generally have already covered that. There's been content on it already. You have a deeper dive. But if you want to come, it is Women's Health Month as we do this live. It's in May. And we're going through the lifespan of females, musculoskeletal changes that happen in your teens, your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and 80s, and what you might want to focus on during each of those decades in order to counter what is happening naturally. And that said, we all know that you, as a midlife woman in your 40s, 50s, or 60s, maybe in 70s, are influencing at least one other generation and most likely three at some point in your life. The peers that you live with or are surrounded by, your young adult children or others that you might mentor, and your parents or in-laws, depending if they're still alive. So nobody else influences households like that. So knowing what we can do about it, what you might recommend if asked or put in the position, we can't always offer the advice that we'd love to, but we can see the opening when it's there and know potentially how you might take it. So you're welcome to always sign up for those if you want to. That's an additional, it's not necessarily included. So realize that. Okay, so the majority of our questions really were surrounding programming, what's good for looking at, and a lot of people mentioned, as we were mentioning, Stronger 10, that they really like Stronger 10, that it was one of their favorites. They keep coming back to it. And if you come back and you do it the first time as a beginner, and you do it one way, maybe total body, and then you come back as an intermediate, maybe you do it with total body and upper body and lower body, and you come back as an advanced, and you can do it any way you want to. But there are not infinite, but a lot of choices that I think you'll enjoy with this one. Gives a great deal of variety to play with and put your own kind of experience together. And although you might, when you set out, start and say, okay, here's what I'm going to do, I'm experiencing this right now myself. So I set out to experiment with, I'm going to do two upper and two lower body sessions a week. And I have to admit, I'm hating it. So in this last week, I have been pitch hitting as grandma daycare for my son and his wife. The grandma daycare that's usually on is on a cruise, go figure. So this is my last, tomorrow's my last day, but it's been 10 days. And so I've had a good stretch where there's no way that I could do upper and lower body just by the time I'm leaving my house at 7:30 and not getting home until 6 or 6:30, you know, and I've got things to do pre and post. So it's already been a very long day. It's going to be a long day tomorrow. So that just doesn't lend itself to also, you know, hitting the weight room. And, you know, either leaving or coming without enough food and fuel when no time to do that. And you're going to get in that position too. So you can, going through Stronger 10, you can start thinking, okay, I'm going to try it, you know, this way. And then have a busy week where, nope, you know, I'm just going to do two total body workouts. That's it. So realize that having flexibility is really nice. You also may have a week where, you know, I don't have as many obligations. I have good high energy. I'm going to, you know, challenge myself to see what is it like to do two upper body and two lower body workouts. So the only way you really know, how does that work for me? Do I fully recover when I do that? Is to test it. You are an N of one. And, you know, I'd love to say, I'll add this. I don't see a lot of women who thrive on doing split routines, meaning two upper, two lower body, and doing that routinely each week, unless they have just lots of time on their hands. They have so much freedom. That's really, they're building your life around doing that. And, you know, a lot of you who are listening, that's not the case right now. And interestingly enough, I have found that for women who retire, it still isn't the case because we manage somehow to fill that time. So, you know, I think it's, you know, how you live will always be how you live. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I think we also think somewhere still in the back of our minds, I'll be able to do more. I can't wait till I can work out more. And more is not necessarily all the answer. Having a place to be and a need to get up and do it and stay consistent and structure really is very helpful for keeping health goals too. So I wanted to offer that as well. So for today, I am going to wrap it up. And I realized this was mostly by recall. So if I missed a question that we talked about that you felt was very valuable, I hope you'll let me know. We'll add that and pull it in next time. But I appreciate those of you who were on the call live with me. For those who weren't, you didn't hear him, but it was quite a hoot. So if I started talking, he did too. And it was extremely loud. So I realized about halfway through that I probably should have got out food so I could feed him so his mouth would be full. But always good to have a vocal one in the room.
So thank you again, everybody. And I will see you again live next week. For those of you who can make it, those of you who are listening, you're on a replay on a walk. Walk a few extra steps for me.